Have you been looking for the next best clothing brand? I found it for you. It's Bruck & Co. Their designs are awesome, their clothes fits great, they feel good, they look good, and best yet, you can go from the gym, go to dinner, play with the kids, go to the barbecue. They're utilitarian and they work everywhere for any occasion. Check them out, bruckandco.com, that's B-R-U-C-K and C-O.com. To check out their designs, check out their shirts, their other products. I love them. I wear them. I'm proud to support them on this podcast. And for you, our loyal listeners, we have a discount just for you. If you go visit them at bruckandco.com and use the code LIVEITWELL, L-I-V-E-I-T-W-E-L-L, just like it sounds, live it well, you'll get 10% off your next purchase. Again, so proud to endorse them. Love their gear, love their designs. They're modern, they're fun, they're different. You're not going to see them anywhere else. Check them out, bruckandco.com. Use the code LIVEITWELL for 10% off. And thank you so much for listening to this show. This is the Live It Well podcast. Well, back and better than ever. I'm well rested. Took a week off last week. Took some quick R&R down to a beach in Mexico. Had actually been a trip that my husband and I, we were supposed to be going to Ireland. We booked that a couple weeks before COVID happened, before it became a thing. And couldn't go on that trip, obviously. So we made a quick change and just took a couple quick days down to Mexico. I'd actually never been to Mexico, so it was nice to just sit on a beach for a couple of days, relax, recoup, regroup as a couple, regroup as an individual. And it's so funny, the idea for this particular quick talk came from the drive that we did to and from Chicago, because we flew out of O'Hare. And it reminded me of an experience I had back in college. It was the day before I was graduating. I actually skipped my college graduation, my second college graduation, because my school, the University of Northern Iowa, the football team had made it to the 1AA. Now it's Division 1 FCS, but 1AA back then, championship game down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So me and a bunch of my classmates rented a van. We drove through the night to make it to the game on time. Well, I was sitting co-pilot. My roommate at the time, Brian, was actually driving, and my job is to keep him awake. And all of a sudden, he changes lanes. And we're on this interstate in the middle of nowhere at probably 2 in the morning. And he changes lanes, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and he's like, was there a car or a squirrel in the road? And I was like, no. So we changed drivers after that, because clearly his eyes were playing tricks on him. And the reason this particular drive inspired me this time was that I wasn't seeing things like that, but the way the light was reflecting was making me see something that wasn't there. And it's like, you know, sometimes life is like that. Sometimes life puts something in your vision and it's not actually there, but you let it. It drives a response from you as though it is there. And sometimes you don't know that in the moment when it's happening, but it is so important to be aware of these invisible obstacles, because they're going to pop up all the time. But you have to be ready. You have to be vigilant for yourself so that you're able to spot them and respond to them. You know, I could go on and on in my life about those invisible obstacles that were there, things that I'd worried about or that I was concerned about that I really didn't need to be. And I think I'm going to talk about that more on next week's episode, about a conversation I've been having with someone recently about their own future. They're a college student who I worked with, and they're just so concerned about their own future. And I keep imparting on him that I still some days wonder how I got to where I am. Because when I went to school, Facebook, social media was not a thing. MySpace was barely a thing, and it was kind of just this thing you did. It wasn't a business opportunity. And so life has a funny way of progressing, and you have to be open to it. You have to be willing to explore it and not let those invisible questions, those unknowns, those things you think are there but aren't actually there, get in your way of finding real success, of finding real happiness, of living your truth. So if I can impart anything today, it's that Do not let those invisible obstacles change your course. Stay your course, know your truth, and live your life. And along the way, live it well. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Live It Well podcast. As always, I'm your host, Richard Dedor. If you loved this, maybe kind of liked it, please do give us a rating wherever you're listening. 4-star, 5-star. It helps other people find this. Or you can just share it with your friends. We are on the 4th season, and so we've done a bunch of great stories. Please do go take some time and check them out. It's great for road trips, long times on the beach, or just when you need a break from everyday life. Because, quite frankly, we need to live it well, and that's what the show is all about. The show can be found online at Live It Well Podcast on Instagram, and I'm your host, Richard Dedor, and I can be found also on Instagram by that name, Richard Dedor, on Twitter, at Richard Dedor, or on Facebook, richard.m.dedor, because why have everything be the same? If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, please check out my website, richarddedor.com. I have a bunch of different workshops, keynote speeches on a bunch of different topics. Would love to chat about what you're looking to do for your next event. Our music credits go to J-Man from Our Music Box and Raphael Crux from Ukulele Fun. Again, thank you so much for listening. It is my pleasure to bring these shows to you. As always, my recommendation for you is to live it well.